What do you think makes the perfect snack?
It's gotta be when I'm really craving it and it's convenient.
Could you be more specific?
When it's cravenient.
Okay.
Like a freshly baked cookie made with real butter, available right down the street at AMPM, or a savory breakfast sandwich I can grab in just a second at AMPM.
I'm seeing a pattern here.
Well, yeah, we're talking about what I crave.
Which is anything from AMPM.
What more could you want?
Stop by AMPM where the snacks and drinks are perfectly craveable and convenient. That's cravenience. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey there, amazing humans. Welcome back to Your Phone is the Villain, your daily dose of reality checks and fun free power moves. I'm Neville Lane, your ever so slightly chaotic guide to reclaiming your life from the clutches of that tiny screen. And trust me, we need this talk today. Ever feel like your weekends are just an extension of your week? A blur of scrolling, notifications, and that nagging feeling you're not really living? Well, buckle up because today we're tackling a tech-free weekend getaway. Yes, you heard right. A whole glorious chunk of time dedicated to being present, recharging, and rediscovering the joy of, well, just existing without the constant buzz. First things first, why even bother with this tech detox? Because, my friends, our brains are wired for connection, for exploration, for real experiences, not endless feats and digital dopamine hits. A tech-free weekend allows us to tap into that primal human need to feel, to sense, to truly engage with the world around us. It's a chance to unplug from the noise and reconnect with ourselves, with nature, with loved ones, maybe even with a good book. Now, I know what you're thinking. A whole weekend without my phone? Am I going to survive? Relax, you warrior. This isn't about becoming a digital hermit. It's about finding a healthy balance and reclaiming those precious moments that are slipping through our fingers. Think of it like this. You wouldn't go on a hike with your headphones blasting, right? You want to hear the birds chirping, feel the wind in your hair, soak up the scenery. It's the same with life. Sometimes we need to turn down the volume and just be. Ready for 5 golden nuggets of wisdom to make your tech-free weekend a success? Here we go. Number 1. Choose your battlefield wisely. This doesn't mean disappearing into the wilderness, although that could be awesome if you're feeling adventurous. It means picking a location that helps you unplug, maybe a cozy cabin in the woods, a scenic beach town, or even just a quiet corner of your own home dedicated to peace and relaxation. Number 2. Prepare for FOMO and laugh it off. Yep, the fear of missing out can be real, especially when everyone else seems to be glued to their screens. But remember, you're choosing quality over quantity, and trust me, those deep breaths, those long walks, those genuine conversations will feel far more rewarding than endless scrolling. Number 3. Embrace boredom. Yes, that's right, boredom can actually be a superpower. It allows your mind to wander, to daydream, to come up with creative ideas. So ditch the entertainment apps and let your imagination run wild. Read a book, sketch, write in a journal, or simply stare out the window and observe the world around you. Number 4. Reconnect with the physical world. This is your chance to move your body, feel the sun on your skin, smell the fresh air. Go for hikes, swim in the ocean, dance in your living room, anything that gets you connected to your senses and feeling alive. And finally, number 5. Celebrate your victory. When those 48 hours are up, take a moment to appreciate the experience. Reflect on what you learned, how you felt, and how much more present and grounded you now feel. You've conquered the digital beast, my friend, and that deserves a high five, maybe even a celebratory dance. Okay, picture this. You're nestled in a cozy cabin, surrounded by towering trees, the gentle sound of birdsong filling the air. No notifications buzzing, no social media updates vying for your attention. You take a deep breath, feeling the crisp mountain air fill your lungs. A warm mug of tea steams in your hands, and you crack open a book, a real one, with pages that turn and words that transport you to another world. Sounds pretty amazing, right? This is what a tech-free weekend can feel like. Peaceful, rejuvenating, and truly fulfilling. It's an opportunity to reconnect with yourself, with nature, and with the simple joys of life. So, remember these key takeaways. Choose your location wisely, embrace boredom as a superpower, get your body moving, and celebrate your victory. Ready to dive into a world without constant notifications? I know you are. Remember, every tech-free moment is a win. It's about reclaiming your time, your energy, and ultimately, your life. So go forth, my fellow humans, and create some magic. Until next time, keep those screens at bay and live your best, phone-free life.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.